All right, let's check in with our contestants. Jake, what is the most embarrassing thing you've ever had to Google?
Well, last night, actually, after I ate some pork, I Googled what undercooked pork looks like. But well, I'm still here.
Yeah,
I made it.
Yeah, yeah. Viola, what's the most embarrassing thing you've ever Googled?
So I'm a doctor, but I will still go to Google and put in symptoms and kind of see what turns up. So, but I think I like to think that I'm more methodical about what I actually trust.
So you're saying that Googling your ailments actually is a responsible way to get an answer, or it's accurate?
Actually, no. Most of the time it's terrible and I don't trust any of it.
But you still do it.
I don't know why. I think it's just like a... It's usually things that aren't my discipline.
Okay, so obviously people ask Google a lot of weird questions. And you've noticed that when you start typing those questions that a lot of times you get weird autocomplete suggestions by Google. So in this game, we are going to give you the beginning of a question and three possible options as to how Google chose to autocomplete it for us as of this taping, because it changes all the time. Okay, so one choice is real, the other two are made up. We're going to alternate back and forth, no need to buzz in. If you guess incorrectly, your opponent can steal. Jake, you are in the lead since you won the last game, so if you win this, you are moving to the final round. Viola, you need to win this or you will be deleted from the internet.
That's okay, I'm already not on it very much.
Okay, here we go. Jake, where can you see A, a unicorn, B, a solar eclipse, C, a good doctor?
I'm going to go with A, a unicorn.
Interesting choice, but incorrect. Viola, what do you think it is? A, unicorn, B, a solar eclipse, C, a good doctor.
C.
A good doctor. Both of you are wrong because those things aren't real. The answer is... The answer is a solar eclipse. Viola, what's the movie with A, the guy who was in that thing, B, the dinosaurs, C, Helen Hunt?
A.
The guy who was in that thing? I'm sorry, that is incorrect. Jake?
I'm going to go with B, the dinosaurs.
That is correct, yes. The dinosaurs. Jake, is there any way to get out of A, car loan, B, a corn maze, C, jail?
I really hope it's C, jail.
That is incorrect. I'm sorry. Viola, can you choose the right answer? A car loan or B, a corn maze we are down to?
Car loan.
Car loan is correct. Yes. Viola, how often should I A, pray, B, pump, C, poop?
C.
Poop. Interesting. Incorrect.
It's because...
Jake, it's either pray or pump.
Pray.
Incorrect. The answer is pump. Jake, what does it mean when you dream about A, being naked, B, teeth, or C, Tetris?
B, teeth.
That is correct. Viola, why does it A, make that noise, B, matter anyway, or C, feel so good?
B.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect. That's exactly what I would ask Google. That is... But no, Jake, can you steal? Is it make that noise or feel so good?
Feel so good.
Yes, it is. It's feel so good. Puzzler Art Chung, how did our contestants do?
I'm afraid we'll have to say goodbye to Viola, but congratulations, Jake. You're moving on to the final round at the end of the show.
coming up, we'll find out who will face off against Jake in our final round at the end of the show. Plus, we put Julian Villard in a high-pressure situation, parroting his hero, Billy Joel. And the tables turn when Julian and I meet a mystery man, making it our turn to solve a puzzle. So stay tuned. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and you're listening to Ask Me Another from NPR.